Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习、思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。Hello， 大家好，这里是独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 我是主播大狗熊。今天和大家分享一本和以往我读过的传记作品截然不同的传记。那么，以往的一些商业的传记呢，其实，读完之后你可以学到很多，比如说这个企业的运作、这个人的成长等等等等。但通常情况下呀，你不会和这个企业或者说这个传记的作者产生深刻的共鸣，你不会觉得他和你有很亲密的距离啊，因为很多传记都会塑造出这个创始人也好，这个传记的这个主角和作者也好，那么超人的一面，他与众不同和独一无二的一面。但我读的这个传记，也就是由耐克的创始人 Phil Knight 他写作的传记呢，截然不同。这本叫做 Shoe Dog 鞋狗的这个传记呢，读完之后呀，你会和这个耐克公司，就是 Nike 这个品牌产生一种很强烈的共鸣，你会觉得这个品牌的创始人，这群人吧，和你之间的距离会那么近，然后你会觉得他们是那么他们的形象是那么鲜明，他们的性格是那么有趣，然后他们创造这个品牌呢，是过程呢也充满了各种各样的惊心动魄。所以我在读完这本书之后，我写了这样一段英文的评论啊，说 Shoe Dog by Phil Knight is the best memoir of a businessman I've ever read， 也就是这本书呢，是我读过的关于企业创立者的最好的一本这个个人传记，我读过的啊。Unlike some other memoirs was full of brag, Shoe Dog is about struggling and some life death moments of Nike， 就不像其他的一些传记充满了这个自我吹嘘和膨胀的那个自我。Shoe Dog 鞋狗这本书呢，是关于个人的挣扎，还有一些耐克公司惊心动魄的生死瞬间。 After reading the book, you would definitely like Phil as a great human being and also impressed by so many downs Nike experienced in its first decade. 读完这本书，你会一定会喜欢上这个 Phil 这个人，而且呢会被耐克公司职业生涯的头十年那么多的这个失败和低谷呢会震撼。 Alright， 所以这本书啊，它其实是一个接一个的个人的故事。那么 Phil Knight 这个作者现在他是几十亿几百亿身家的，那么跟比尔盖茨、沃伦巴菲特吃饭的那种大老板了啊。但其实在这本书你会看到他一开始的那个身份，或者说他一直保持这个身份，是一个非常内向、非常敏感，然后非常坚韧，而且不太会自我吹嘘的这样一个人。虽然从他的背景我们简单看已经是很牛了啊，毕业于斯坦福商学院还是斯坦福经济，反正就是斯坦福大学的这个金融经济专业，然后呢从以前是田径队的成员，后来呢退役了，再之后呢这个也去了世界顶尖的这个公司，比如 PwC 去工作，再之后创立了这个 自己的这个运动品牌叫 Blue Ribbon Sport， 叫蓝带啊，然后呢做这个日本的鬼冢虎啊，这个 Onitsuka 这个品牌的美国的这个市场销售做了很多年啊，和他之间和这个 Onitsuka 之间恩恩怨怨，然后后面呢这个创立了这个 Nike 啊耐克品牌，然后开始做自己的这个鞋子的这个跑鞋的品牌。听起来好像很牛，但实际上他在书里完全没有展现出这一点。那么他一直在讲述自己对于生命没有什么清晰的目标，然后在读书之后呢就首先第一次商业谈判，第一次谈判就是说服他父亲给他一点钱，然后能够去日本去探索去玩一趟。那么在这个过程中他就谈下了这个鬼冢虎的这个美国的这个市场的合作。同时呢也看到他很多年持续的去经营自己的这个公司。那么同时呢他在 PWC 上着班，那么晚上和业余时间呢去经营自己的公司。但甚至在公司创立的头四年他都是一边白天打工晚上运作公司。那么虽然公司已经每年都可以卖出几十万的这个收入了那么他还是一直保持这样的一种状态。那么在之后呢他们自创品牌，然后一开始 Phil 对这个耐克的名字也很不喜欢，他喜欢一个很土的什么什么六的一个名字啊，如果用那个名字呢现在肯定耐克也不会成为世界顶尖。然后那个标志啊他们找了一个大学生设计师花了$35做的设计，那么就是那个 swoosh， 就那个勾啊，耐克的勾勾。他们创始人内部叫这个标志叫做 swoosh， 就是嗖的一声。有人问这个嗖是什么意思，他们说这是跑步的时候超越其他选手，跑得特别快的人超越其他选手的声音啊。我特别喜欢这个解释，不愧是创始人都是跑步狂人创立的公司。那么在这本书里除了 Phil Knight 这个主角或者说这个讲述者之外，其他的这群人啊就是也是一群嗜鞋如命的鞋狗 shoe dog， 他们全身心投入到自己爱好的这个事业，然后他们真心的相信，如果每个人每天都跑多跑几公里的话，整个世界会变成美好的世界。那么，他的合伙人这个 David Bowerman 是他的大学田径队的教练，也是美国田径界的专家。后面他主设计的这个耐克的跑鞋呢也成为风靡美国的最经典的品牌。然后他的其他的同事很多呢是退役的跑步运动员，然后呢也有那种销售人员这个喜欢跑步的，也有这个因为残疾以后不能再跑步的这个残疾的员工，然后呢在耐克发挥出自己最大的这个动能。那么甚至他的人物的宠物的章鱼都显得那么的栩栩如生。那么这些书里面这些描绘耐克这些创始人的篇章啊，我觉得比小说还精彩，这也是我喜欢这本书的一个原因。其实把这本书同其他的一些常见的或者说微软和硅谷美国成功的一些企业家的传记对比来看，会发现一些很有意思的点。乔布斯传、山姆沃尔森还有这个亚马逊的这个万物商店，会发现美国的实业型的创始人他们的共同点呢可能都是一个兢兢业业，然后这个稳扎稳打的这种长期的积累，不会像现在互联网的这个创始人是一个爆发，那么他们更多是一个长线的积累。然后还有呢，你会发现个人的性格对于公司的文化之间也会形成一些差异。那么对于耐克来说呢，创始人对于运动的爱，对于这个鞋的品质的这种追求和爱呢，其实也体现出他们的产品他们的文化的不同。就像在这个山姆沃尔森传里面讲述的这个沃尔玛创立的时候山姆沃尔森这个人对于那种细节的抠和追求和这个流程的优化呢，是让 沃尔玛成为与众不同的一个公司的一个重要原因。所以这些传记连贯起来来看都非常有意思。 OK， 那么这就是今天狗熊有话说大狗熊给你推荐的一本优秀的商业传记 Shoe Dog 写狗，由耐克公司的创始人 Phil Knight 写作啊，我强烈推荐，就是所有的创业者啊，这个企业的管理者或者说企业的经营者，还有喜欢跑步的人，喜欢运动的人，都应该读一读这本书。接下来呢，是我对这本书的英文视频书评的录音啊，如果你感兴趣的也可以收听。 OK， 谢谢你收听这一期狗熊有话说的好书推荐，我们下期节目再见，拜拜。
Hi guys, good morning, this is Bear, and I'm on my way to work, so another book review video today. It's about a big corporation, maybe the most famous corporation in sports, Nike. But this book I'm going to share is not just a story of a company, but a story of a man's searching for meaning. So I hardly read any books can build a rapport for you, the reader, with a brand, a big brand. Yeah, that's really a different reading experience. I didn't expect that I read a book about a company and then I'veLove with this brand, and especially I find myself totally understand and like the person who write this book, like the author. Right, so the book I'm going to introduce today is The Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, the founder of Nike. Before that, everyone knows Nike, butI think a lot of people just say, same as me, we didn't know much about the beginning of Nike and the people behind this big brand. We only know that swoosh and a lot of, you know, great sports celebrities stand for Nike. But what exactly, how it starts and what the people behind it?So the book Shoe Dog just reveals the story, but it's more like built on a personal story of Phil Knight, how he started in the very beginning, would like to search the meaning of life. So he went to persuade his father, give him some money so he can travel the world to Japan, to Asian countries.And by this traveling, he found Japanese track shoes, sports shoes, are a really good product, and which is perfect for American market. And at that time, there are no Japanese shoes in American market. Then he started his business as a small company named Blue Ribbon and tried to get the Japanese track shoes Onitsuka Tiger into American market. And also he invited his coach, David Bowerman, to become his business partner. And also, after he created the company Blue Ribbon, he even worked at PwC for 4 years because the company couldn't support another full-time employee. He is the founder of the company. Yeah, so this book is more focused on a personalstory and also a personal life experience. So you will feel that after reading the book, you know this man, Phil Knight, better. Okay, this introvert, this sensitive this man with a great compassion, but a man was determined to win, and a man doesn't like to lose. Yeah. And also, something interesting about this book is that you will find even a big company like Nike, there are a lot of hot moments during Nike's life. You know, even when it becomes a company with millions sales every year, sometimes like a few critical times, it's just a few hours before it broke, right? So this is because of the financial and bank problems. Yes, so it's good to know that like all the great business with its own risk, and sometimes just doesn't work out, and sometimes it will survive. It depends on how people deal with it, the attitude, and sometimes it's just a pure luck. Alright, so this book, they also describe other people, like other founders, co-founders of Nike, and other early employees of Nike. And the interesting part is that the story, the book, the people in this book, it feels like you are reading a story, you are reading a novel. It's not like a business biography or a business memoir. It just feels like you're reading a novel with some vivid characters who's interacting with other characters. So it feels so, you know, so realistic and so interesting to read. And also sometimes you will feel you get moved by the attitude in this book, the attitude of the people in this book, right? So like the moment when Phil lost his son, and the moment when his employee trying to do something they can do best about their job, about the business, and you will feel, and finally you will understand what the shoe dog means. It means like a some people really determine, really devote themselves in the career they love, right? So this time it's about shoes, but maybe in other territory it means art, it means technology or other things. But it means you are really full in, you are really concentrated, you are really focused on this territory, and really devote all your energy, all your love in the things. Okay, so it's like a gang, you know. It's like they are the gangsters, they are the gang, more like a tribe or something. All right. So also, I think how to say that this book is about man's journey, searching for meaning. And also you will find some interesting stories about Nike. So I highly recommend that everyone who wants to start his own business, or everyone who's interested about how to start a business, or everyone who's interested about Nike, right, you can read about this book and find some rich, really interesting stories. And maybe you will be inspired and motivated by the story of Phil Knight. Alright, so today the book I'm introducing today is Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. I will see you in another book review video. Bye!
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.